Life is complete when living under a safe and conducive environment. Peace and security being the key for every person in the world. Every country's constitution promotes peace and security as a fundamental right for its citizen. Where there is no peace, there is no development, not only in a country, but as well as in the community. The happiness of a woman is feeling secure in her family, but when a home turns to be a hell, the dream of prosperity shatters. Kenya is a country where killings claimed to be a result of love triangles. Domestic issues and land inheritance makes headlines each and every day. Women lost their lives in the hands of their loved ones. For the last 4 months, the cases of women killings in Kenya are alarming, but it looks like a norm. The state of Kenya is still silenced on this. Things goes on as usual, while blood of innocent women is shed each and every day. And it is clear that public interest litigation is becoming increasingly important in Kenya, largely because of the expectation that the new 2010 constitution has to mean a break with the past. Perhaps in the future, these cases may lead to more accountability if the Independent Police Oversight Authority becomes active in investigating such cases. It's a lifetime story for Miss Regina Njoki, 45 years from Kaisagat Village, Trans Nzoia County in Kenya, who is nursing multiple deep cut wounds on her upper limb after being assaulted by her husband over a domestic issue on Christmas Eve. Tears of agony ran down her cheeks as she recalls how her life was ending on the Christmas Eve. "He slashed my hands, but his plan was to kill me. He said, 'You deserve to die. In fact, you're an orphan. You have no defense. I'll kill you.' I asked him to remember a word that I did to him, so I defended myself with my hands. That's why he slashed my hands. But he told me, 'I wanted to slash your neck and head, but God protected me.' I screamed and my children came for my rescue. My son pushed his father away and I escaped." Miss Njoki said her husband availed himself at Melisaba police station to report his evil act, but released under unclear circumstances. After the incident, he boarded a motorcycle up to Melisaba police station to report that he has slashed my hands, but he wanted to kill me. But I defended myself with my hands, so he did not manage to kill me, but he believed that my hands were off. She's now living in fear because no action was taken against her husband, even after making a statement on Okare's book at Melisaba police station. "I'm surprised. Since I reported, my husband is yet to be charged. I have seen him moving around the village. I'm appealing to the government to bring him to book. My life is in danger. He may come back and cause more harm to me because his intention was to kill me. I'm appealing to the government to assist me." Women leaders in Trans Nzoia County in Kenya, led by Eva Nyamongo, condemned the act, demanding justice for the victim. And we also want to know the reason as to why the culprit was released from the police. He is now free, moving everywhere, and still threatening the victim. We are requesting the security agents to work on it so as the victim to get justice." Susan Kariuki, a community member, urged men to respect the rights of women in the society. "Men should stop harassments against women. If you think your relation with a certain woman is over, you better walk out of her instead of assaulting her. See what the man did to his wife. He gave her permanent disability. A woman has the right to life, the right to look for food, not for you to come around, hurt and threaten her.
tunamtishia maisha yake.
Mwanaisha Amani, a resident in Nakuru County in Kenya, called upon the government of Kenya to invest heavily on mental health facilities where men can walk in and open up what they are going through in life.
If you look at most mental health facilities or psychological care facilities, they are quite expensive for the common mwananchi. You'll walk to a private therapy facility and they'll talk about 4,000 Kenyan shillings per session, and maybe a man needs 10 sessions to completely heal from a mental health challenge. And that means he will have to part with 40,000 Kenyan shillings. I mean, is this really affordable to the Kenyan mwananchi? So I feel like the ball or the biggest responsibility lies on the government. But either way, the society, especially the closest people to our men, have a responsibility to ensure that we create a safe space, an environment where a man can open up, a man can entrust you with your issues, so that to avoid piling up of emotions. We need to stop misjudging men for opening up. We need to stop misjudging men for crying.
A peace advocate in Kenya, Jacqueline Mwonja, said there is need for different organizations to chip in and prioritize men on peace building sensitization forums.
Men, as the head of the family, they think that they are supposed to be the head. Sometimes it might not be because of money, but because he's the head, he doesn't want to me to go beyond him. You see, like the case that for Nakuru doctor whose wife was going to America for further studies, that man had money, but because his wife was going for further studies, he thought that his wife had gone forever maybe, and he had stressed. That means that they differed for a long time, but because he had not talked to anybody for one or two reasons, that's why he decided to kill himself and the children. So men should also be educated that their ladies are supposed also to be educated, to get education further, so that in future the husband might die before. And because this lady had some causes, he will be able to help the children.
On his side, Ibrahim Geto, chairman of Nakuru County Paralegals and expert in conflict resolution management and reconciliation, said Kenyan government should come up with a proper mechanism to boost the economy, which has contributed to gender-based violence cases since COVID-19 pandemic outbreak.
It is kind of a straining economy. Why this turning economy? If we rate this one with the COVID-19, the time it invaded the country, that was COVID-19 as by this referred, you have seen a number of the economic stability of most of the men were disturbed. Once they were disturbed, it's like they went back to the drawing board. The line of going back to the drawing board, they lost so much of the investment. And remember, some men have their own responsibilities. And because that status of being the head of the household of the family, majority could not be ready to share out their distress and frustrations, but instead they kept quiet to themselves. And these things have grown to an extent whereby now some responsibility cannot be in a position to address them. So they have opted to see the best they can do is just to kill whoever comes across in terms of taking up responsibilities, to provide, to give guidance, and a number of other things. One of the things that we could have proposed the government to do is to create a department within a government that is very strong, that can also have the composition to the community, grassroots level, that you can be in a position to identify these kinds of problems and share with those people who have been specified and have been identified that should be addressed in advance before advancing the state of killing.
Laikipia County Commissioner Joseph Kanyiri affirmed to the rampant cases of women killings in Kenya, calling upon communities to embrace traditional methods of resolving conflicts among couples, terming violence to be against human rights.
Lately, we have witnessed a lot of incidences related to gender-based violence, some of which have resulted in killings, macabre killings. And my word is that it is good for couples who disagree on issues, discuss them. Maybe when the tempers are high, they should calm down and discuss these issues later. If this doesn't happen, they are not able to discuss, they can invite close family members, relatives, as was the case in a traditional setup, where uncles, aunties, and senior members in a family or in a clan would guide young couples. However, some young couples do not respect the elders, and therefore they would have difficulties seeking advice from them. The relationship with elders is already strained. Such couples that may disagree, instead of fighting, using crude weapons, pangas, machetes, or even pouring on the party that is considered to have offended the other hot boiling water, they can also seek counsel from religious leaders, the imam, shehe, pastor, a padre. All these leaders can be visited or invited to arbitrate and bring peace amongst the disagreeing couple. Even those that are planning marriages, sometimes they don't agree. And it is therefore that people seek for alternative dispute resolution mechanisms other than seeking to resolve disputes by force.
Human rights organizations led by Haki Africa have threatened to hold peaceful protests to pressure the government of Kenya to take action against those who carry out the brutality.
We are saying the government is silent about these killings. Perpetrators are not brought to book. We are demanding for action. And if there is no action, please do not blame us when we go to the streets to demand for action.
For action.
Within UN initiatives to prevent conflict, the UN Mine Action Service contributes to building confidence, facilitating local peace building, and supporting people-centered stabilization efforts. Mine Action does this in a number of ways, including through employment of individuals from affected communities, including youth and former combatants, and through the management and destruction of explosive materials that could be used to destabilize peace processes. This article is part of African Women in Media, UNESCO, Peace and Security for Women Journalism Program.